This is the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, the only local sports talk show in the Mid-Willamette Valley. Now, here's Jeff Morgan and Hunter Newton on 1430 KYKN.
Is anybody working still today, July 3rd? Oh my gosh, what a beautiful day, Hunter. And I can't believe we're still here. But I guess because we have a Mariners game coming up after this, that we just have to do our show because nobody's doing anything right now anyway.
Well, you know, I'm all for an observed holiday. 4th of July is tomorrow. Independence Day, 250th birthday of the United States of America. And so I understand the observance today. But at the same time, it's like when a holiday falls on a Saturday, for everything to be shut down the day before.
Well, I think, okay, post office, they closed at 3, and our bank closed at 3, and some banks aren't even open at all today. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, okay, I guess we just don't do business.
Well, it leads to confusion.
There's a lot of confusion.
But, you know, there is a holiday we missed this week.
I didn't miss it.
You didn't miss it? You didn't miss Bobby Bonilla Day?
No, I observed it. I mean, I didn't take a day off, but I
was. Did you get $1.6 million for doing
nothing? No, I did not. My name isn't with the initials BB.
No, not a BB?
Not a BB. Hey, by the way, this thing being brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Van of Salem. They do some phenomenal van conversions where you can use these things to go camping and stuff. I mean, they trick these things out. It's unbelievable. So go see Eli or Brian down there. They've got vans. You can see them right off Commercial Street, and they got one for you.
There's plenty of room to stack and package away all of your fireworks that you plan on lighting off tomorrow.
Well, there's going to be, isn't there a discount like the day after, like July 5th? Do they just have like blowout?
I think a Discount Fireworks Superstore has got their blowout sale after 4th of July.
Okay, so that's Sunday.
While it lasts, because well, it's going to go fast.
They got to go. They got to get rid of it. I mean, why not stack up for next year?
That's right.
I might just do that.
Maybe for New Year's, you got a little bit.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to buy all these fireworks, and I'm going to start giving them away for birthday presents.
There you go. Promotional material. KY Camera.
The 251st birthday of America.
I mean, while we're at it, we can announce, you know, we're not going to have this show a week from now because we will be at the Marion County Fair. We will be doing Rural Matters on Friday from noon to 2 o'clock. We do have the old tailgater or old trailblazer. You're the old tailgater. The old trailblazer will be in there.
I am definitely the old tailgater. There's no doubt about that. Just come down there and just look. It's like, oh my gosh, that guy's really old.
But the Mariners actually start at 3 next Friday. So virtually we will have that regular program and then off to the Mariners because the complications of trying to do live from the Marion County Fair from 2 to 3 for a special sports ticket, it became a little daunting. So,
well, it's hard.
Yeah. But we could be, you know, take some of those fireworks. We can give them out as promotional materials.
We should light some of those things off.
I don't think the fairgrounds will let us. We might get in trouble. As fun as it would be.
No, that would be a blast. Literally. All right, shoot. Yeah, so we talked about Bobby Bonilla. Well, $1.6 million he got on July 1st.
Yeah, well, and that was, and it's funny because you go back and you kind of look at some of the ways things worked back then compared to now. Like Shohei Ohtani signed a $700 million contract with what, 90%+ of it deferred?
That's a lot of money deferred.
But I don't know if there was any interest in that deferral. Bobby Bonilla's deal was he was going to get released by the Mets, so they had to pay a buyout on $5 million. So he said, rather than handing me a check for $5 million right now, I'm willing to defer this thing for like 30 some odd years at whatever the interest is. So to this day, he gets $1.6 million a year. So he ends up getting like $30+ million by the end of all of this.
And the original amount was $5 million.
The original amount was $5 million.
That's quite the negotiation right there.
Yeah. Well, it goes back. So I was looking at an interview from Charles Barkley because he pointed out that back in the late 80s, him and Michael Jordan were approached by Nike about shoes and promotion and things like that. So they kind of went in together for a couple of meetings with the Nike execs, and they were going to pay Charles Barkley like $3 million for his Nike promotion. And Jordan said to him, take $1 million, and the rest in stock options. And Charles Barkley went to his accountant guys and said, this is what Michael says I should do. What do you guys think? Well, theoretically, it's a great idea, but you got to have faith that the stocks are going to be worth more than what you would get them for today. And he's like, Michael says it is, so I'm doing it. So he ended up doing it, and he said he made, you know, what would have been $3 million cash up front, long term, was like $40 million.
Well, I mean, you've got the devaluation of the currency.
Well, no, besides that, I mean, from the Nike stock options that they got, that's the way Jordan took his deal. Jordan's worth billions now.
Obviously a smart individual.
Yes. So it's the inventive ways of doing things and getting paid in ways that aren't, one, you're not paying the taxes up front.
Right.
And two, they have long-term value. So we're seeing more and more of that, but that's the essence of Bobby Bonilla Day. And of course, now the joke is that somebody actually put a meme out there that, you know, the Mets would be better off having Bobby Bonilla come back and play infield for them, because right now they're paying him $1.6 million and they use a new stat called WAR, wins above replacement. So they take a flat line, you know, basic, this is the average things they're doing, and then you're above or below that line, right? So Bobby Bonilla, not playing a game, is at zero WAR. He is an average player on the Mets infield. Their current infield, they pay like $30 million to this year, and they're at a negative 2.2 WAR. So Bobby Bonilla is a better investment than the current Mets infield.
Who would have thought, Hunter? Who would have thought? Well, did he play third base?
He played some third base. He played some outfield, designated hitter, maybe a little bit of first base later in his career.
The guy was a stud.
Yeah, well, he came up as a kind of a third baseman for the Pirates, and actually he had a little stint with the White Sox as well that no one remembers. And then upon his return to Pittsburgh, he moved into right field and was their right field when, you know, those playoff, you know, runs they had for years where they had Bonds in left, they had Andy Vanslyke in center, and they had Bobby Bonilla in right field.
I wonder how many people listening remember watching Bobby Bonilla play ball. I mean, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago to me.
No. Well, that's the crazy part about all of this is we talk about so many of these players that were late 80s through the 90s kind of players.
I remember them.
Like it was yesterday.
Well, I mean, not really, but I mean, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
No.
Time flies.
Well, and to think that the Mariners, I was actually listening to the game last night, they've got a 50th anniversary, 50 years old for the Mariners coming up here.
Next year. Yeah.
And they're having a kind of an alumni type home run derby and things like that. And you're going to have guys like Mike Cameron out there and Ichiro. And I'm just going, wait a minute. They're not still playing? What's going on here?
I know. Well, who else? Who's the ball guy?
Jay Buhner.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. There's a lot of great players. I mean, shoot, even Ken Griffey Jr. I mean, my gosh, I can't believe that was the turn of the millennium.
Yeah.
That's 26 years ago, man. That's crazy.
Well, to me, when you say 20 years, I'm thinking like 1988.
Well, no, I mean, I used to think that, and you know, now I definitely don't. But it's just so crazy how it seems like it's timeless. I mean, it really does. All these players are like, yeah, I remember these guys.
Well, it makes you realize that when you were young and having those conversations with your dad, and they're talking about guys like Carl Yastrzemski and Joe Morgan and Johnny Bench and, you know, Mickey Mantle and this and that about it, and you're sitting there going, God, those guys are ancient. They don't play anymore.
They're dead.
Yeah. And now you're
some
sitting,
of them.
Yeah. Well, and now you're sitting here going, I feel the same way about Nolan Ryan as my dad did about Sandy Koufax. Let's put it that way.
Well, no, I remember all of it. I mean, mm-hmm. Shoot, I go way back. So yeah, I mean the 70s. I mean that was heyday for so many things. That's when baseball was baseball, and it was brutal. People took people out. Home plate, Pete Rose. I mean, shoot. And now, you know, let's bring up Pete Rose for a second, because now the whole gambling issue, I think we did this a couple of weeks ago, but still, now gambling is out of control.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got DraftKings. I mean, they're telling you to go gamble. Oh, if you got a problem, call this 800 number, whatever.
Well, they're sponsoring pro sports now.
It's craziness.
ESPN and this. And I mean, that, and that's the thing is the sports betting, you know, it's one of those, we always say follow the money, and the money is there and people are going to do it. The problem is now it's becoming similar to the steroid scandal, where for a period of time, you knew pro sports, even college sports, knew these things were happening. But as long as it's not hitting headlines, we're able to be okay with it. And now it's hitting the headlines. So it's reminding me of the steroid issues from 20 years ago.
I'm wondering when peptides are going to be like a steroid, because, you know, peptides, they've got the same ingredient. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's very, very similar, but yet they're not necessarily being talked about in that realm. Unless you go professional, then that is. But I mean, I don't think in college they're really even testing any of these kids for like testosterone, for example. I mean, are you getting a testosterone shot? Are you testing for that stuff? Because that's going to enhance like everything.
Well, when you're talking the state of everything, when you're talking testosterone, I sit here and go, that's one of those arguments. I'm like, the women's sports side of things, especially.
Well, they're taking it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at them.
Yep. Well, and that's the thing. I'm sitting here going, all of these issues, the boys and girls sports and things like that, I'm sitting there going, how many doors does this open where we're told this is wrong, but yet here's a scenario where it's right? And of course, there was that big Supreme Court hearing that allowed at least a couple of states thus far to ban boys from playing in girls' sports.
Right. I saw that too. So that's, you know, at least they're on the right track. And I swear, if there's any guy playing in girls' sports, I mean, he needs to be taken out and whipped.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, seriously, that's a joke.
Well, it's
media. I mean, get his colleagues.
Well,
I mean, what's anybody saying out there? It's just like, you can go do anything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring this up and I know it's going to be wrong, but I mean, shoot, when I was in junior high and we played Smear the Queer. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody did it. And now I think we need to reinvent that. Well, did Trump say we could do that?
I don't know. You'll have to check his executive orders and see. If not, you can send him a letter that says, I need this reinstated.
I'm probably going to get a letter because of that. But, you know, whatever. It's just, it's so stupid.
Well,
I mean, how dumb and how lame do you have to be to go and want to play in girls' sports if you're a guy?
Well, and I just sit here and go, there's all these elements. Women's basketball, the ball is smaller than in men's basketball.
It is?
Yes.
I did not know that.
In girls' volleyball, the ball, I don't know if the ball is smaller, but the net is like 12 inches shorter. So simple genetics in volleyball, which is one place we are seeing a lot of guys go play girls' volleyball. You can get a lot of force if you can get an extra 12 inches above the net.
This is ludicrous. The whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. How did this even happen?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. It's COVID. Happened. Probably way too many more reasons than we have time on this show.
Yeah, we don't even want to go there, to be
well,
honest.
Well, we can really, I mean, you brought up that you know, the 70s when baseball was a physical sport. We're seeing some physical sports out there, but they're not in men's sports anymore.
It's girls.
We're
going to come back to that.
Let's take a break. We'll talk about the physicality in women's sports.
Sports Ticket, July 3rd. Happy Independence Day tomorrow. We'll be back after this.
Back to the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter on 1430 KYKN.
And here we are. We are back. We are in the studios in Kaiser. And it really seems like the day before the 4th of July, I know 4th of July should be barbecue day, and it probably will be.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight, leading up to that, you have to go shopping. You got to get ready. It's time for a stink of Domino's pizza. I saw stuffed crust for $9.99.
Well, my kids love stuffed crust. And I'm just sitting here going, how much sense does it make? You're out, you're at the grocery store, you're getting your food for your barbecue tomorrow. You're swinging by Discount Fireworks Superstore and stockpiling your explosives so that you can have the greatest show in the neighborhood. You know, you're running around making sure you have your lawn chairs and everything else you're going to need for a amazing 4th of July, 250th birthday celebration tomorrow. It just makes sense to swing by Domino's and grab something on the way home.
100%. They got everything. They got salads. They've got wings. They got dessert.
Mm-hmm.
They got everything.
Oh, man.
It's one-stop shop at Domino's.
Well, it has definitely become a, you know, there's something for everybody mentality where, you know, it back when they originated, it was pizza and maybe breadsticks.
Speaking of fireworks, sorry, I diverted on you. You got one handed to you today or this week.
Yes.
What was that?
Well, Warren was out at Discount Fireworks Superstore last weekend and he brought me back a White House.
The White House.
The White House.
That's awesome.
It's so, yeah, it is a big, you know.
It's a big White House.
Yeah. And it is a great finale to end the day on. Unlike in years past, you don't want to blow it up afterwards because, you know, now we can actually enjoy the White House a little bit. And I actually joked with Denise last week. I said, you know, I guess they're going to have to redesign it now with a ballroom.
I was going to say, this doesn't have a ballroom with it now.
They're going to have to widen it out a little bit and add a ballroom onto the White
House.
That's
so funny. It's going to have a basement too, because we know there's something in the basement down there.
Yeah, that's where the secret.
The war zone basement. Speaking of war, earlier in the last segment, we've got the White House war room. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when we left,
we were talking about physicality,
and it seems like the WNBA has got more physicality than any sports entities out there right now.
Well, I just sit here and go, you know, you talk about baseball in the 70s, when if you were a second baseman trying to turn a double play, you're lucky if you still had
your
kneecaps.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, if you got hit by a pitch, I mean, one of the most memorable images is Robin Ventura charging the mound and 43-year-old Nolan Ryan beating the crap out of the guy. You know, I think Ventura was like 23 years
old
at the time.
He got him in a headlock.
He just started just head and just started pounding.
Unbelievable.
Him. You know, of course, there's, you know, the Pedro Martinez, Don Zimmer, brawl. There's memorable brawls in baseball.
What was Zimmer doing anyways? I mean, you're just fat little dude now. You know, and you're just a roly-poly. He did was push him. And he just went flying.
Football is just a physical sport to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, you see these things happen in soccer. FIFA World Cup's happening right now.
Most of them are fake, by the way.
Yeah. Well.
My leg. No, you see the replay. He didn't get touched.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but then you got basketball, where it went from the most physical you can be during the 90s to now where, you know, if you breathe on a guy wrong, breathe on LeBron wrong, you get a foul called on you. And then, of course, I grew up, you know, you go to like semi-pro hockey or watch hockey games and you're watching it for the fights because you expect these fights are going to break out. Now we've literally, everything is so calm except the WNBA. But there's only really one player that's being targeted for a lot of physical behavior, and that's Caitlin Clark.
That's right. And I think a lot of it has, they don't want a certain color in their their basketball world.
Well, I think it's multifaceted. One, here is a white, straight lady in a league that is at least 70% homosexual. Okay.
Can we say that?
I just said it. But it's the truth.
I know.
And a league that is, I don't know what the number is, but primarily non-white basketball players. So you have this white person who's got a skill level that a lot of them can't match. And it happened to Jordan. Let's be honest. There was maybe you call it a hazing period of his career, where he was the focal point and got bashed around a bit. But after getting knocked down, the guys would present a hand and help him back up. It was all in the name of the game and kind of making you earn your stripes. And I'm seeing it all over social media right now. The level of physicality and almost intentionally trying to injure Caitlin Clark is getting so ridiculous. And the WNBA's response is to turn the people that are beating her up into the victims in these scenarios.
It is pretty amazing. But what about Sabrina Ionescu? I mean, she's not taking a beating like Caitlin Clark is.
Paige Beckers is another one. And I sit here and go, and I truly believe a lot of it is, in this social media day and age, a lot of these WNBA players are making their brand via social media. Okay. And what you're seeing right now is, they're creating a brand on social media. They don't have the skill level or even the motivation to work hard to get as good as Caitlin Clark is on the basketball court. So you put out a bunch of videos on social media. People are liking it. People are doing this. You get schooled by Caitlin Clark, and all of a sudden, those followers might not be as enthralled by you anymore.
So you got to beat her up so you can still get. Yeah, so social media is causing all sorts of issues.
So there's that aspect going on. There's the lack of the team and the leadership of the Fever standing up and literally sitting there going, this is unacceptable to the league. The officials are literally turning a blind eye on 90% of this stuff. The fact of the matter is, and then you have these talking head commentators sitting there going, would the league be better off with Caitlin Clark? She's such a distraction to what's going on the court. It's so popular. Last year, or her rookie year, Caitlin Clark sold 83% of the jerseys of WNBA players. 4/5 of a WNBA jersey sold had Caitlin Clark's name on it. Now, here we are in year 3 of her career, and her teammate Sophie Cunningham, who's now become her enforcer, and she's mm-hmm. got a huge following on social media and worldwide because she is literally finger in the face of the opponents, and she is not going to put up with it. The two of them represent 71% of the jersey sales in the WNBA. And you go, when Caitlin Clark's playing, they move into bigger arenas. They sell more tickets. They sell out everywhere she goes. If she's not playing, their attendance is minuscule. And you actually, as a professional talking sports commentator, want to sit there and make the argument that, you know, she might be bad for the business?
Well, I think that they're being told to say that, number one. But I think that this is what happens when you have women involved. And I'm just saying that. I'm not being derogatory. No. It's just they're very emotional. They will come after you. I mean, when their emotions get going, you better watch out. Mm-hmm. I mean, husbands, you know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
It just happens, you know, and it's their makeup and it's just the way they are. I mean, if they get offended, forget about it, man. You're toast. Well, and so now they're doing it against each other in their own league. And this is what you get.
Well, you can literally lay it out very simple. Jordan, when he was coming up into his own and showing that he was the most dominant player of a generation, the Larry Birds, the Magic Johnsons, the Isaiah Thomases, you know, whomever you want to point out that he played against, they got physical, but they upped their game to compete with him. What you're seeing at the WNBA is Caitlin Clark is here. The rest of the league is chasing after her. And rather than try and get to her level to compete at a one-on-one level, they want to tear her down.
They
want
to get her out. They mm-hmm. want her to go so they don't look so bad. So they can succeed. I mean,
I've seen some reports that people are just saying she just needs to walk away from the WNBA, go overseas and play where you will be treated as the superstar you are.
How did this happen with America?
Well,
I mean, seriously, I mean, how did our mentality become so hateful?
Well, unfortunately, you're talking about a league that has never made a penny in its life. It has been subsidized for, 16 years by the NBA? All the money that the profit, any profit that comes in that league, all their bills are being paid at the NBA level. They're
Sounds
not,
like a, is that a money laundering scheme?
It pretty much is. But when you have a full league that can't hold their own, and rather than try and do things to get people out and generate money, they're choosing the route of destroy it and let them keep paying our bills.
That's interesting because typically it's all about the money and they're doing the exact opposite. Huh. Okay. Well, there's a good scenario for you. If you go into business, maybe you should, you know, treat people like crap. You know, don't take care of your customers.
Well, you don't need to if, you know, somebody else is paying the bills.
Right. George Soros. All right. We got to get out to another break. Holy smokes. Happy day before Independence Day. And we'll be back after this.
The Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor with Jeff and Hunter, continues on 1430 KYKN.
And here we are. We're still working. We're still in the studio. And Hunter, I appreciate, you know, your work ethic.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always go days like 4th of July, Independence Day, 250, or New Year's. It's like, during the day of, there's really nothing going on. Even though today is the observance day because it's on a Saturday, it's like there's really nothing going on that I might not be as fun as being here.
You know, I'll tell you what's going on. Color Tile's got a huge sale going on right now.
Celebrate America sale.
Celebrate America. And I'm telling you, if you can't celebrate like this year, you'll never celebrate again.
Well, tell that to the governor. State of Oregon, we don't want to have anything to do with the national.
You know, I don't even know what to say to that. That is, it's, anyways, whatever. I don't even care about that lady. I'll respect the office, but, you know, other than that, Forget about it.
Well, I'll tell you right now. Big days, big things happening today. Okay. Right now, there is a party going on in New York City because at 5 o'clock Eastern time, so about 2 o'clock this afternoon, there was a huge wedding at Madison Square Garden. If you haven't heard about this, you have got to be living underground.
Under a rock.
I'm going to call you Mole Man from now on if you didn't know about this. The great Travis Kelce said his I do's to the great Taylor Swift at Madison Square Garden. They're expecting this party is going to go on to like 4 o'clock in the morning in New York.
How long do you think that's going to last?
I didn't think it would last this long.
Yeah, me either. There's got to be something behind. There's got to be something about this. It doesn't seem right.
Maybe it's true love.
It very well may be.
Maybe he understands the way Jeff thinks about women emotions.
Yeah, I know I'm going to get razzed for that one, but that's okay. You know, if you're going to talk about reality, then whatever. If you can't handle the truth.
Maybe her music career has evolved because what we know about her early music, her best, biggest hits were aimed at ex-boyfriends.
And, you know,
and now she's getting married, so maybe she's going into the, you know, more Whitney Houston, like, you know, bodyguard soundtrack mentality, where it's about the love. It's no longer about the breakup.
You know, I got to be honest, and maybe I'm a weirdo, but I actually liked her old music. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, Shake It Up.
Shake It Off. Shake It Off.
Shake It Off. Whatever. Yeah. It's hard to understand her when she's singing. That's... No, she really does have some upbeat music. I mean, do I listen to it every day? No. But when it comes on, wherever I'm listening, I think, okay, that's a cool song.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be, I mean, it is a large event, you know, being described as a large event in Madison Square Garden.
Was it sold out?
I don't know. Well, I don't think they were selling. I think this was an invite deal. I think they just rented out and invited. I mean, it's probably the who's who of the music industry, the entertainment industry, and the football world are at this. I would assume that Jason Kelce is probably there. Maybe even
imagine.
His best man.
Probably.
Him and Travis seem pretty close. I mean, both of them had a period of time where there was a Kelce Swift relationship where, you know, if you remember when Jason was playing for the Eagles as their center, they had a running back named DeAndre Swift.
That's right.
So you had Kelce and Swift in Philadelphia, and then Taylor was showing up at the Chiefs games. You had Kelce and Swift in Kansas City. I mean, it was like a love story.
That was so
I'm waiting for this to be a Hallmark movie. Come on.
It very well may be. There's got to be a video. She's got to have a music video about her marriage. Maybe there's going to be a song.
I am sure there is going to be, and there probably already is starting to leak, maybe. A lot of times with these big celebrity shindigs, they literally put a blackout on it where it's going to be a day or two before you start really seeing a whole lot of imaging about it. Granted, you know, we're working, we're talking sports, so we haven't been scouring the internet for it, so it might be there already. You never know.
So if they have a baby, what last name are they? Is it going to be Kelce Swift? I mean, Swift Kelce?
I would, I don't know.
I mean, that's going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, that's probably not
even going to get there.
Well, because Taylor started as a very country mentality artist, which you would make you think that she would be a little more traditional, but she definitely evolved into a propaganda piece, you know, sitting there, you know, putting her support behind Kamala and others. So maybe she has become progressive enough where it'll be, you know, a Swift child and Travis will take her name. I mean, she's worth more money. It might make sense.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Travis anyway. Swift.
Sweet Travis. That's awesome, man. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're going to have to get let's take a break. I mean, we're going to let that one just settle down.
This segment
a
just took place for, you know, in a Mike Gallagher interview kind of a way. So.
Okay. Sports Ticket, in case you didn't know, right here on 1430 KYKN. We'll see you after this.
Back to the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter on 1430 KYKN.
Here we are, still in the KYKN studios. It's almost the 250th anniversary. We've got about, what, 8 more hours?
Well, you know,
Seven?
we can celebrate KYKN's 75th birthday.
Yes, we can.
If you're hearing those promos running a lot.
That's right. So, yeah, that's always a good thing. Mm-hmm. We might just go celebrate with a Bowen Vine burger.
Is that a company project? I'm all for it.
It could be.
That's right. Company outing for 75 years, Bowen Weinberger. I'm in.
All right, good. We'll have to do that. So if you're in the mood this evening for an awesome burger, probably I think it's the best in town. Cruise on down there on Commercial Street right by Northern Lights Theater Pub. It's always a fun one to go to, too. See some movies. Burger and a movie.
There you go. Well, okay. I'm going to come back because we've talked a lot this show about the physicality in sports and how it used to be versus how it's now. And this now, well, the Mariner game last night, it got a little physical, but very little bats were involved in any of it. The Mariners won the game 1-0 on a bases loaded walk to score the winning run. They had 2 hits on the night. They only gave up 4 hits on the night, but they lost something that could be big. Julio Rodriguez is in concussion protocol. He got hit by a pitch in the third inning, I believe. His second at bat in the head. He actually stayed in the game, ran the bases, and then played a half inning in the outfield. And then they replaced him with Victor Robles, who then 2 innings later got hit by his own pitch and had to come out of the game.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's like the Battle of the Republic.
Well, they're just, you know, I mean, obviously those Angels were a little upset that,
Well, I mean, they have reason to be upset. They just got swept.
That's right.
Well, and typically that doesn't happen.
Well, the Mariners needed to. They're sitting there tied with first place with Texas, only a couple of games above 500 in the mediocre American League West.
It's always been that way. But you know what? When it comes down to the playoffs, I mean, throw that all out the window. I mean, the Mariners they're a good ball club. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the middle reliefing staff that has really been detrimental to this team right now. You know, on occasion, you're going to have your games where they're not hitting the ball very well, but I got to be honest. I mean, Munoz, I mean, he saved the game, but he still gave up 2 hits in the ninth inning last night. And mm-hmm. it's like, what is he doing? What's happening? You got to go in, you got to throw strikes. That's your only job. And Bizardo came in before him. And actually he had 2 strikeouts and looked really good, but the game before he looked like he didn't even know what he was doing. So it's like it's hit and miss with this relief bullpen rotation here.
Well, and that's the thing is Bryce Miller threw 6+ no hit innings.
Unbelievable.
Had an amazing outing, a great outing. Mariners only managed 2 hits on them for themselves during the night. But then, he gave up a couple of hits that inning. And then, you know, they gave up a couple of hits in the ninth. And I'm just going, yeah, they got out of it, but why do we got to make it interesting? Let's just end this thing, call it good, and move on, because these are games, again, they got to win. They got the Blue Jays coming to town now. So they're celebrating America 250 with a team from Canada. But this is also, but this will be the first time since Toronto eliminated them during the playoffs last year.
You know, how interesting is it that the Mariners, if they have a July 4th game, they always play the game in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. It's a 1:00 pitch tomorrow. And so are they trying to get away with not having fireworks at T-Mobile Park?
So I think I literally talked a lot about this a year ago, because didn't you go to the 4th of July game a year ago?
Yesterday. I mean, last year. Yeah.
Well, and it makes a lot of sense, because for the Mariners, they're right there on Puget Sound. Lake Union is right there. There is a massive fireworks show on Lake Union. There's other massive fireworks shows in the area. And of course, people doing their thing. So doing an early game, getting them out of there and clearing the city actually makes a lot of sense, rather than try and put on their own fireworks show, which, you know, the other part about baseball is last night was a 2.5-hour game. Couple of days ago, they had a 3.5-hour game. So you never know exactly when those fireworks are going to be going off.
And it doesn't get dark until 10:30.
Yeah. So it could be, if they had a quick game and all of a sudden now you're asking, 30,000 people to sit there and wait for an hour and a half till it gets dark so that you can do the fireworks. Or maybe it's a long game and all of a sudden you're literally having fireworks go off all around you as you're sitting there trying to watch baseball.
You know, me growing up, going to Dodger games, we would always go to whenever they had a game on the 4th of July, we would go. And the cool thing about that was we'd always sit out in the bleachers and the outfield, whatever, because they were the cheap seats and that's all we could afford. Mm-hmm. But you used to be able to go on the field and watch the fireworks. I mean, how cool for a kid to go down on the playing field to watch fireworks at Dodger Stadium or whatever stadium.
Yeah, that would be super cool. And of course, You know, so you know, tomorrow night, the Padres are at Los Angeles playing the Dodgers.
What time is the game?
At 7 o'clock.
See?
So they will be going into the night, and yes, you will probably have a fireworks display at Dodger Stadium.
You know, it's funny because my dad's actually going to the Angel game tomorrow with a friend, and they have fireworks in Anaheim.
They do. Let's see. They are hosting Boston with a 6:38 first pitch.
Well, it gets dark early there.
Oh.
It'll get dark about 8:30. Yeah, well, no, there's always that too. No, but I think it's fun. I think baseball, 4th of July, go get some dogs. I mean, how much fun is that?
Well, let's be honest. Baseball historically is patriotism. It is
ball club. I mean, what do they call that? I mean, American something.
All American. We'll just call it all American.
Whatever. No, but you're right. I mean, it was fun. Yeah,
America is hot dogs, baseball, and county fairs.
Come on. America's game. Is it America's game? I know the Cowboys are America's team, supposedly. But I think baseball's always been America's game.
Yeah, the Cowboys only claimed that. I remember growing up that, you know, on the baseball side, the Atlanta Braves, because they were the first team to go nationwide with TBS Superstation broadcasting their games.
Ted Turner.
So they were kind of America's team for a period of time.
I hated the Braves, just so you know.
Well, that's just because they spent the whole 1990s winning.
That's exactly right. Oh, man. Okay, hey, we're going to get out to our final break before we head over to the 4th of July weekend. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
The Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor with Jeff and Hunter, continues on 1430 KYKN.
And welcome back to the final segment of the July 3rd Sports Ticket Show.
Let's call it the Holiday Show.
Why?
Because it's a holiday recognition day. Everyone else has already gone home. You know, we got to give a shout out to the people that work in retail and food right now, because they are busy. They are working hard. And we got to lump ourselves in with those heroes as, you know, stick around late and work late day.
We'll just call it the July 4th Observance Day.
There you go.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, it works
just
for me.
Made that up.
That's right. I mean, I still think we need a Bobby Bonilla Observance Day. That should have been a federal holiday.
That should have been a long time ago, too. I'm not sure what's going on around here. But well, anyways.
We need an executive order. Let's make it official.
Okay, why can't EO? All right, this MB brought to you by Auto Team Service Center. A better way to maintain your car right down there on McGillcrest. It's actually a beautiful street now. Mm-hmm. It only took them like 2 years. So now you can actually do business on McGillcrest.
Beautiful things are worth the wait, Jeff.
I guess, especially here in Salem, Oregon. Okay, so let's go over some standings, Hunter. I mean, we might as well start with we kind of mentioned it earlier, but the west side of the American League. I'm kind of losing my bearings here geographically.
Well, I mean, they're as average as can be. You know, like we said, Mariners in Texas tied for first place. They're 2 games above 500 going into today. Houston is just under 500, 2.5 games out of first place. And even the bottom barrel team, the poor Los Angeles Angels, are only 9 games back.
Yeah, they could have bolstered their position if they could have swept the Mariners. But, you know, without Trout, that's a tough ask.
Yeah, well, and unfortunately, I think the Angels have struggled to have with arguably the best player in baseball for the last, dozen years. They just haven't been able to put anything around him that's sustainable.
Well, he doesn't stay for the whole season. He's always getting injured at least twice, and now he's out again. So, I mean, yeah, he's a phenomenal player, but he just doesn't have the longevity. And really, I think he needs to switch over to first base so he can have that longevity or be a DH.
Yep. Well,
at this point in his career.
And I just sit here and go, you know, we say the AL West is the most average division in the most average league, because in the American League overall, only Tampa Bay, New York, the Chicago White Sox, and the Cleveland Indians/Guardians join Texas and Seattle as the above 500 teams.
Well, I mean, shoot, what are they? They're 4 games, 5 games above 500.
Yeah,
Tampa Bay's not much better.
No, the Tampa Bay's got the best record. The AL Central is the White Sox are 4 games above, Cleveland's 4 games above. Everyone else is under. At least they have an 11-game spread from the last place team to the first place team.
Well, I'll tell you, the first place teams in the National League, they've got it going on. I mean, just based on this, you would think that the National League would take the World Series this year. I mean, Atlanta's got 50 wins. Milwaukee's got 53. The Dodgers have 57.
Yeah.
As they should, because they're the highest paid team in the majors right now.
Well, the Dodgers are running away with the NL West. They have a 13-game lead over San Diego and Arizona, which are both playing 500 baseball now.
Well, San Diego was playing well, and they've just kind of hit the skids. I mean, they are playing so bad. They've gotten rocked their last few games.
Yeah, and over in the Central, you said, you know, Milwaukee, 53 wins. They're five games up on the Cubbies, but you know, St. Louis is still above 500 and Pittsburgh's at 500 ball, but they're 10.5 games out of first place.
You know, the team to watch right now is Chicago Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're 9-1, their last 10. They're playing really good baseball, but all year long, they've been very, very streaky. They go on a 10-game winning streak and then they'll have a 10-game losing streak. So there's no rhyme or reason to this ball club. And I can't wait to get to Wrigley here, actually, in a few weeks.
Oh, you're going
it's
going to
be fun. Yeah, Wrigley Yankees. I'm going to take in that whole series. It's going to be a blast.
You're going to be hearkening back to your grandfather. And I mean, you're talking, this is 100-plus year teams, the history of Major League Baseball in one place.
If you haven't been to Wrigley Field and you're a baseball fan, I highly encourage it because it's throwback. It is the coolest thing you will ever experience in your entire life. That's why I'm going back. I went there 2 years ago and I love it.
Oh, that's going to be an amazing trip.
Should be cool.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to get you out to the weekend. Happy 4th, everybody. Be safe, be well, and especially be prepared. We'll see you next week or 2 weeks from now. Take care, everybody.
This has been the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter every Friday at 5 p.m. on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.